God morgon från Paretodesken, torsdagen den 3 mars. Wall Street studsade tillbaka igår efter nya besked från Fed. S&P för handel stängde på plus 1,9%, Nasdaq plus 1,6%. Vi ska inte prata så mycket mer marknad idag, utan vi ska direkt gå till biotech-sektorn som hade ett riktigt tufft 2021. Vi såg branta fall i sektorn, men nu i år har några av de bolagen vi gillar visat på positiv data och har också många kommande triggers som vi ser i pipen. Så vi ska prata om både BioInvent och Vicor. God morgon Dan Axiotti. Om vi börjar med BioInvent, som är ett bolag som du pratade om i morse på morgonmötet och också ett bolag som vi har med i vår månadsportfölj. Varför gillar vi BioInvent den?
Yes, so BioInvent, I think is a very promising setup for 22. Lots of catalysts upcoming, and if we look how the share price has performed in the past, we can look at last year, for instance, where the biotech sector was already having a very tough time. And usually BioInvent has been following quite the sector performance, unless there were anticipation of clinical trial news and then clinical trial news, and that we can see in the later half of the year 21, where the stock has been moving against the index, which was still going down, especially if you look at the biggest biotech index, XBI, where most of the biotech stocks have been following. And now we see the same actually a bit. So the stock has been stabilizing usually at the bottom of around 30 SEK, where it is trading now around 33 SEK. And now we will have a lot of clinical trial news, including in Q2, Q3 and Q4. And this quarter, so this remaining month, we could still get a few smaller news, like the first patient dosed in the fifth clinical trial. So the company has four clinical trials running right now, which is quite unusual for a biotech in Europe of that size. So for that, I think BioInvent is still very small in terms also of market cap. And if you look at the cash position, it's also very few companies that have such a big buffer. And that is because of the many specialist investors that the company has attracted with the early data releases last year in January. And the liquid funds as of end of last year were around 1.4 billion SEK. And the burn rate was 245 million SEK for last year. We expect it to increase to over 400 million SEK this year, but that still gives them a cash runway to at least second half of 2024 and likely into 25. So that is quite a good cash runway for a biotech, which often have a 1 or 2 year runway from where they are now. So I think that this is an overview without going into many details. We have a target price of 115 SEK, which I think is doable considering the many catalysts that are coming in 22.
För om vi kollar på pipelinen, de har ju en bred pipeline som du sa. Vilket av läkemedlen är mest lovande, tycker du?
Currently that is certainly 1206, so the lead asset, which has shown already good data in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, liquid cancer type, and also in solid tumors, in some specific solid tumor settings, where in December the company disclosed some early data where very late stage patients with a lot of metastasis saw their metastasis shrink. So I think that is quite promising early signs. So the company is still in dose escalation, increasing the doses, and still needs of course to enroll a few more patients. But having such good early signs is certainly better than having no effects at all, which often is the case for many cancer drugs, that maybe they are safe, but then they don't have an effect, or vice versa. But here we have a very safe treatment so far, and already affects in the very first patients. And I think that is quite unusual and promising. Maybe less unusual if we look at targeted treatments, which have strong rationales. And I think that is maybe here also the case. And then the other programs that will read out, the 1808 and PT001, they're also promising. We don't have any data so far, but at least the clinical rationale for PT001, which includes a checkpoint inhibitor, CTLA-4, which is known to have an anti-cancer effect in clinics, so that has at least one part that has an indirect validation. And 1808 is a novel mechanism, so there is no other company currently in clinical trials, to our knowledge. There are others in preclinical phase that are moving into clinics, and there we shall see. But at least in preclinical models that are used for all the other immunotherapies, 1808 has performed very good. So I think we can at least expect in a few patients again some data. In general, cancer treatments are moving more and more to really patient-specific treatments because the cancers are so heterogeneous. So the companies like BioInvent, they need to find the right patients and see where the drugs work and where they don't, and the patients need different drugs.
Ja, tack så mycket. Och om vi går vidare till Vicore Pharma, som också haft ett tufft 2021, men där det kom positiv data nu i början av 2022, så att aktien är ändå upp nu 34% i år. Vad var det som hände i Vicore?
Yeah, so last year I think it was again the sector which has been performing very bad. XBI is down -39% over the last 12 months. And Vicore also had some communication issues maybe with the data they reported in the Raynaud's phenomena. There were different market expectations on that. And I think then also a long period of no news. So Vicore has just this molecule in clinics, both for IPF and COVID, which of course also lost a bit the market's interest, considering that the pandemic is hopefully more or less over. But in IPF, so the trial was running, the company didn't plan to do an interim readout, and yet they did, and that is because the data was very surprisingly good. So all the first 7 patients that made it to 36 weeks have performed extremely well, including big lung capacity increases. So IPF is a disease that continuously decreases the lung volume, if one can say so. So it's scarring the lung. And normally we have a lung capacity of around 3.5 to 5.5 liters. And if you look at the drugs from competitors that showed such interim data, they managed to maybe stabilize or decrease the decline. So these IPF patients, they lose around 120 milliliters every 6 months. And here we got an increase of up to 751 milliliters at week 36. And the competitors usually would post, as mentioned, just slower declines, stabilization, and a few like plus 8 milliliters if you look at some of these data reports from others. So I think that is very promising. It's of course still early, but I think just the sheer effect size is showing that the drug is working, combined with all the other puzzle pieces we have been we analyzed before and also put in our reports, and also explain why we had before that data already a target price of 97 SEK. And I think we just reiterate that target price because all the puzzle pieces before, it's a bit more complex preclinical data, and also some hints from clinical data show that it has very strong effects in the disease, in the things that happen in the disease.
Så efter ett tufft 2021 så kan man säga att det är comeback time för några av biotechbolagen då?
Absolutely. So BioInvent has tons of catalysts. I think that is helping them mostly, backed with already good data and lots of cash. Vicor doesn't have that many catalysts now, but they have very, very strong data. I would say this data is stronger than what BioInvent has shown, where the comparison is maybe not good here, but the effect size again in IPF is unprecedented. We have not seen any other competitor show mean increases of over 750 milliliters at week 36. That is not even 100 milliliter increases. So that is a Vicor is completely somewhere else here with their patients. So I think that effect itself will gain interest in the IPF community and also among investors. And Vicor has R&D day planned in March, I think on the 10th, where they will also have a key opinion leader discussing the data. And I think we can just see that the stock will react to that over the coming weeks, as it already did. As you could see, it wasn't just the first day reaction, but it's a continuous growth that we think has been initiated. And the company also considers planning a pivotal trial, a potentially pivotal trial, considering the severity of disease. So most patients that get diagnosed with IPF, they die within 3 to 5 years. So it's a very severe disease. So the company has a chance, if they use a comparator arm, for instance, of standard of care, to run just one more trial. So I think that might happen this year, that we will get more insights on how the company's pursuing. The COVID data is a bit delayed into the second half of the year and maybe currently less stock driving. And the cash runway is a year for Vicor. So that is something also to look out for.
Spännande att hålla koll på de här två bolagen alltså. Tack så mycket Dan, tack så mycket för att ni har lyssnat idag. Ha en fortsatt trevlig torsdag, så hörs vi igen imorgon fredag.